Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
the team that you were on, yes, 2001.
Did you have more passing attempts or run attempts?
We had more rushing attempts.
Wrong.
What do you mean?
Wrong.
Of course we had more passing attempts, but we were a running team. Whoa!
Be curious, not judgmental.
That was unbelievable. You literally just
no,
said
no, no, no,
it was like,
six,
it was like 672 to
right, right,
600.
Of course we had more passing. It
sounds like maybe pick this up tomorrow.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Starring Greg Hill.
I landed on a scent which is near and dear to my heart, and the Greg Hill Foundation scented candle, first ever, is the scent of bar pizza.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
Yay!
Now, think about that. You may
we
say
need
to
an
yourself,
intervention.
You may say to yourself, do I really want to walk home? And the first thing that greets me is the smell of bar pizza?
Yes.
Yes.
Featuring the relationship alpha, Courtney Cox.
It honestly is less about the bill stuff. It's more about the fact that I know I have to then sit there and be called stupid by everybody on the interwebs.
Well, that's not right.
I had a perfect one right. Where I had a guy come at me. He said it was a snake question. I think his name's Brent.
Okay.
And I click on his profile, and what do you know? He has a Kobe Bryant motivational quote in his bio. Like, please,
Brent.
Well, listen.
Stop, Brent.
Joined by the pride of Eastie.
I was actually born in Brooklyn, New York.
Wiggy.
Like a pit bull as in 8 weeks, I still have a smile on my face.
Can we review these for grammar afterwards and put a score on it?
On what?
You should say Aiton. Have an Aiton in.
Yeah, have an Aiton in weeks.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry, Danielle.
And accompanied by.
Allegedly, that's what Ken or Curtis said.
The brains of this operation.
Ken and Curtis?
Ken and Curtis.
If you drive by Burger King, for some reason, Burger King has this smell to it. And
nobody has ever said truer words. Burger King has this smell to it.
It does.
It really does.
About an hour later, there's another smell.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Were you in the huddle with Brady? Were you in practice with Brady? Did you run routes with Brady?
What is going on, everybody?
Happy Wednesday.
What
hump
up, man?
Yeah, it is Wednesday.
December 1st, Rabbit
it's
Rabbit.
That's true.
What is it? Rabbit Rabbit.
Rabbit Rabbit. You're supposed to say it first of every month to give yourself good luck.
Amen.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
How long have you been here?
Over 5 months, I think.
You're aware of the pre-show routine of J. Charles Wiggins? What he does before he gets here to work?
Well, I've heard you speak of it. I didn't know if that was fake or true.
Don't confuse him until he comes out of that particular cush fog at around 7 o'clock.
I've never heard Rabbit
with
Rabbit.
Things like Rabbit Rabbit.
Yeah.
It just leads us down a rabbit hole, if you will,
yes.
That we don't want to be down.
I heard the first of the month, that's when the check hits. So
that's true. Mm-hmm. And only, what does that mean? Only 24 shopping days till Christmas or what have you?
Yep.
Well,
we have a very busy show this morning. If you would like to be on, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. This morning's leads coming up in about 25 minutes at 6:30. And then we will get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30. We will be joined at 8:30 by the magnanimous Sofia Yurskovich from Nessun.
Oh, not how you pronounce that.
Yurskovich.
I think that's a fail.
Sofia Yurskovich.
Yurskovich.
Yes.
Yurskovich. Repeat after me, Wiggy. Yurskovich.
Yurskovich.
At 8:30. And we'll talk a little Bruins with regard to Brad Marchand and to Jake DeBrusk.
Pretty lame,
and,
eh?
And to the Bruins, the potential Bruins COVID outbreak with the coach currently in isolation or quarantine or in the gulag or whatever we do at this point when somebody gets the COVID.
I was saying to Curtis this morning, when I got the notification, I gasped a little bit because Bruce Cassidy, great shape, what a looker. But he's still, how old's Bruce Cassidy? In his 50s?
Something like that.
That made me nervous a little bit. I hope that he makes a full recovery.
Was it an audible gasp?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Audible.
So you're still audibly gasping when one gets COVID?
I just get nervous. I want the best for people, and I like Bruce Cassidy.
Uh-huh. You called him a looker, I believe.
Maybe he's vaccinated. Yes. He might be vaccinated.
He could be
true,
vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Well, I would assume he is vaccinated.
He is 56, and he looks great.
Yeah, he does. 56?
I never assumed. Makes an ass out of all of us,
would
right?
you say when it comes to... when it comes to coaches, would you say that he is the most attractive?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
By far.
She said that.
I'm a Bruce Arena guy.
Oh, hey! How can we start the show without addressing that one of our most beloved sports franchises here in New England has been unceremoniously bounced from the playoffs after last night? Revs are out.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, it was, what was it, PKs or what? How does that work
kicks.
At the end of that? Yeah.
My God.
That's
Matt Turner, who's like the best goalie on the planet, couldn't stop a one.
No.
5-3, they go down.
Unfortunate.
Could be a Greg Hill, Hillman jinx.
Well, how?
Because we were talking about him yesterday.
Well, no, we have to specific, it can't be in trending. It has to be like a specific discussion about
that. What are you saying about trending?
A quick turnaround.
I'm not saying anything about trending. That's nothing about trending.
You said a lot right there.
So all of that coming up. And, by the way. There is shocking news from the metaverse this morning. I don't know if anybody has seen it, but I will
shoot me in the head.
I will share the shocking news from the metaverse in about an hour or so, probably.
The metaverse.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. All right. But right now, on this radio, on all of these radio stations, and on our streaming platform, WEEI.com, where you can listen to us from anywhere, or on the Odyssey app, which you can download in a moment or two and also listen to us from anywhere. This is Ken Laird and what is trending this morning.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's an approved expense for both HSA and FSA accounts. Use those pre-tax dollars before the new year by reserving your Awaken 180 consultation today. Yeah, not a pleasant finish. Actually, I'm no soccer expert, but most that are and have been observing say they were outplayed thoroughly for the entire game, including extra time last night.
Wow.
Revs go down in penalty kicks to NYCFC. Adam Buxa had his penalty kick stopped in the second round, and that was it. One and done after the bye for the Revs, who were the top seed in MLS.
We moved all that high school football for that.
Yeah, by the way, I believe it is Super Bowl Eve for you.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah, there's games tonight, and then we play tomorrow, and then Friday. All that movement for the MLS.
Yeah. Well, maybe if I'm available, I'll come down tomorrow night for the game.
Yeah, we play at 5:30.
Does the Wiggins family have room for me? In the,
yeah, we
in
always
the,
have room.
In the station wagon?
Well, man, Jinx, you don't want them down there, Wiggs.
Well, I mean, come on, Greg. You can go anywhere without...
Would you and I be on the sidelines if we went?
I mean, no, I sit in the stands with everybody else.
You just sit at the stands and yell at the coach when he doesn't
No, I don't yell at the coach. Does a good job. You see, they're in the Super Bowl. So.
And your son, first-team all-conference.
Yes, and first-team all-conference.
All right.
Now, if Halfley doesn't land your son, he should be fired.
That is right.
I don't think we can afford him.
Well, he didn't land my other son, so what are you going to do?
Did they even recruit him?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah. I think it's the...
I ran into you guys at a game.
Yeah, I think it's the... What do we talk about over there? It's the their standards are a little bit higher.
Oh, academic standards.
A little bit higher.
I got in. Your son can get in. No problem.
Right. How's that working?
I mean, honestly, you can graduate from there without knowing how to pronounce Ghislaine Maxwell, so I'm really not worried about it.
It was a bad day. We've been over this. I'm in a really good mood today, so you're all welcome.
So don't start. All right. Nope. You're in a good... Why are you in a good mood?
I went to a great Soul Cycle class last night, and it really got the juices flowing, you know?
Wow.
Woke up this morning feeling like a new woman.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg had soul food last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if Greg has ever had soul food. Have you ever had soul food?
Define what soul food is, and I will tell you whether I've had it.
Like, you know, like collard greens.
I've never had collard greens.
Like ham hocks.
They look good, though.
Things like, you know.
I've never had ham. I don't think I've ever had ham hocks.
Collard greens are good. I wouldn't eat ham hocks.
I've had ham salad, as I mentioned on this program. Not very good. Not a fan of it. But anyway, we're in the middle of trending. Please stop talking about food.
Thank you, Greg. Well, while we're on the talk of the South, Georgia number one.
Okay.
Michigan two. Bama 3, Cincinnati 4 in the new college football top 4.
I saw that coming.
Now, but if Bama loses, will they get into the playoffs?
No, they shouldn't. Weekend? If Bama loses, they shouldn't be able to get in because Oklahoma State only has one loss. Notre Dame has one loss.
Notre Dame needed overtime to beat Florida State and should have lost to Toledo. They do not belong in the college football
playoff. I don't think you can give it to Bama if they have two losses. And then, like, Oklahoma State has had a tremendous season.
Was that video that was floating around yesterday that went viral of the potentially the greatest trick play ever in a college football game? I think it may have been the Auburn game. Was that recent? Was that this past weekend?
I didn't see that.
Which one was that?
You haven't seen it?
No.
They have a running back, like a short running back, huddle behind the line, like get down on his haunches behind the line. The quarterback hands him the ball. Nobody sees him. Like the O-line guys are basically blocking him. Nobody sees him. Gives him the ball. Obviously, he's silent but deadly handoff of the ball. Mm-hmm. And fades back. Nobody sees anything. The kid waits 2 or 3 seconds. Boom. On his way to basically score a TD.
Wow. I'm watching. It's from the 2015 Texas
A&M. It's old?
It's old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fantastic play. Nothing better than a good trick play, Curtis.
Like he's taking a
gadget play, if you will, Curtis.
We're going to go like in the 2012 season had a couple good plays.
I love the gadgets. I asked first if that was old or not. It went viral for some reason yesterday, and there was an audible gasp when I was watching it.
I believe it.
It looks like he's taking a poop.
Not too many good gasps in the Bruins Red Wings game last night. Bruins lose 2-1. They did tie it up on 5-3 from Pasternak in the third, but Mark Stahl gives the Wings the lead on a delayed penalty. Terrible sequence from Mike Riley, who got abused in the corner, no call, then retaliates, gets called for the penalty. Bruins lose despite outshooting Detroit 42-16.
Greg, how'd you feel about that slew foot in the corner?
I was fine with everything that happened last night. I didn't have any issues last night on that.
Celtics Sixers tonight at the Garden at 7:30. And the Red Sox did sign somebody. All right. Welcome lefty starter James Paxton on a 1-year, $10 million deal.
Does Haim know he's in Boston? Like he's not in Tampa anymore.
Paxton's
you can spend
good.
Money.
I like Paxton.
God, these are the signings the Rays used to do. And now the Rays are spending $200 million on guys and we're paying $7 million.
Although they like the injured guys. Paxton will be out about half the year.
Oh, good.
Coming off Tommy John.
Trust the plan, Curtis.
Trust
the plan.
That's true. In college hoops, number one Duke
Buying
lost
the Penguins?
Last night.
Is that the plan?
Trust the plan, Curtis.
Okay.
That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show. The leads are on the way. And Chris Curtis's weather. And time for Curtis's weather from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center.
It is mostly clear outside. Real feel of 27. A nice day. Partly cloudy afternoon. High of 46.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ken, remind me, but I believe you refer to them as the greatest American rock band of all time. Is that correct?
That's the not Doors. In dispute.
Not in dispute.
And since you talk soul food, there's your soul kitchen.
Speaking of the individual that I'm talking to right now, I believe I have been informed that it is a special day for someone on this show. Is that correct?
It perhaps could be.
Yes.
Perhaps could be.
This is a low moment for me. I forgot Ken's birthday.
Oh, Curtis.
That's fine. It's fine.
It's your birthday.
You two have worked together for how long?
6 years.
Huh. And Curtis doesn't even remember to tell any of us that it's your birthday.
Oh, what a deflection by you.
I mean, it seems like... It seems like that's worse than not inviting somebody to some kind of haphazard gathering at Lincoln to watch a football game. I have
no defense.
Did you get him a gift of any kind, any sort? By the way, the bar pizza candle that you purchased yesterday does not count. You didn't buy that for
I would like that, actually.
Well, happy birthday, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
How old?
Great manager.
43.
43 years
wow.
old.
Yep.
I would have assumed older, based on what you look like.
Oh, look, a day over 40.
I didn't even remember. I couldn't. Last week, honestly, I was like, "What is it? My 42 or my 45? I forgot.
Yeah, it happens when you get old. I mean, at some point, you just don't want to celebrate your birthdays anymore. I mean, when you get to a certain point. And we've discussed on this program that a grown man like yourself should not be an over celebrator. It's okay for Courtney, who just turned 30.
You did like a week of celebrating for your birthday.
Not of my own accord. Mm, I can't help it.
Yeah,
people are
okay.
begging to take me out to celebrate my birthday. I don't.
I did an evening. You did a week.
I'm just telling you, if somebody is instigating it, like somebody is reminding people at work that they need cupcakes or what have you, then that's not the way you ought to do it after a certain age. But happy birthday, Ken. What are you doing? Anything special for the birthday?
No, just hanging out with the wife and the daughter.
All right. Excellent. All right. Will you guys be in the same room, or are you going to be still social distancing? I mean, we have a new variant to be concerned about.
No, you could cut these out on my birthday. That'd be a nice
gift. You have a cake, and it just says Omicron on it? No? Okay.
All happy right. birthday, Ken. I love you.
Thank you, buddy.
Birthday boy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ken. It's a Bruins Wednesday. We'll be joined at 8:30 by Nessun's Sofia Yurkstevich. Sofia doing a great job, by
great
the way.
Job. She's and you know what? For people that have never met her, she is one of the kindest people on the planet.
Yeah. Okay.
She really is. She's Canadian, so obviously.
Yeah. So she'll join us at 8:30. We'll talk a little hockey. Before that, though, we will get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30 on this show. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I stepped into the Twitch chat briefly, and a reminder that you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And they were wondering in the chat if any WEEI personnel would be delivering a cake in the studio for you this morning, just like Spaz did.
Dale here.
And that is happening later on.
That would be epic.
That is happening later on.
I would love that.
Skivvies?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, Dale in his skivvies will be delivering. It'll happen right when Sophia is on, shockingly. All right. The leads this morning brought... Oh, that's Ozzy, by the way, right?
Nope.
Turn that up. I'm sorry. Is that Stone Temple Pilots?
Faith No More.
Great band.
Good band. Good Mike song. Patton. Ashes to Ashes.
Faith No More is a great band. Mm-hmm. I saw them at the old Foxborough Stadium open up for Metallica. I believe that show, believe it or not, was Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses, if I remember correctly.
Some heavy hitters there.
Imagine that.
That's awesome.
Those were the days. I think I've told the story about that. I know I told it on the old show, but I don't know if I've told it. I've said it on this show. The story about Guns N' Roses and golfing and needing another member to golf because you had to have it. Did I tell that story?
No,
about
not.
I haven't?
No, no, never heard that.
Do you want me to tease it or do you want me to tell,
ooh,
tell
it?
Tell it
now.
Yeah. Tell it now? So Guns N' Roses, I happen to know because I was on WAAF, I happened to become friendly with the manager of Guns N' Roses, which was a guy named Doug Goldstein. And so the this was when – this show was when the Kraft family owned Foxborough Stadium, yet to own the New England Patriots, I believe. So we have that show. We're at that show. The Guns N' Roses guys say, listen, we would love to golf tomorrow morning. The show is on a Friday night. We'd love to golf. Is there a place we can golf? Happened to be with Jonathan Kraft. Jonathan. And Jonathan says, we can golf at Belmont Country Club. So I said, oh, great. Thank you. Well, I have no problem being somebody's guest when it comes to some have called me America's guest. I don't mind being a guest anywhere. So I said, great. The Guns N' Roses guys decide they need two foursomes because they got Slash and Matt Sorum or whomever golfing. So we show up the next morning to golf at the Belmont Country Club. Mm-hmm. All of the Guns N' Roses guys and Jonathan, because there were two foursomes, needed to bring another guest, right. another member to host. Who does he bring but the great Myra Kraft? So Mrs. Kraft golfed Belmont Country Club with Slash and the Guns N' Roses guys.
Wow. That's awesome.
Can you imagine, what that foursome was like and how many letters they received from several committees at Belmont Country Club afterwards? Yes. All right. Anyway, take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, starting at $32,820. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Wiggy pulls the chestnuts, the Morris chestnut codes out of the Belichick interview. I think we missed one. Listening back, thinking back to what Bill has said about J.C. Jackson and that pick in the end zone has me a little concerned for the future of this negotiating. Now, here's what he said after the game. Real quick snippet when he was asked about J.C.'s pick.
You know, J.C.'s, you know, you leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
Okay, so he calls it trash picking up. And then, Greg, you asked about J.C.'s play, and here was Bill's response.
Bill, another big play yesterday from J.C. What is it about him that makes him so good back there?
Yeah, well, it's a great play by Devin. I mean, you know, Devin, you know, took the over out and was able to...
So,
I wasn't even referring to that play. I was referring to
the punch out.
Yeah,
okay.
And he eventually did get to the punch out, and he praised him a little bit for that.
Yes, he did.
But do you think the negotiating has started already? And because Jackson is playing so well, getting a lot of attention, this could be a potential distraction for this team down the stretch of this year. J.C. Jackson thinking about his money, Ty Law in his ear, probably a lot of people in his ear. Gilmore talking. He saw Gilmore didn't get paid. It's just something. It's just we didn't talk about it, and I think it deserves a little attention.
Well, the negotiation has definitely started, though.
But do you let me ask you, do you buy that this is some kind of a new Bill Belichick? We've talked about that a lot. Does anybody buy that?
Yeah,
is he conducting business in a different way? Is he used to after last offseason?
Yeah.
Is he used to going out and spending money now? Is he willing to go out and spend money on guys?
That's a great point.
I mean, is he gonna approach something like this, like this player, differently than he
in
would have
past,
before?
Based on the offseason that he just had, you would think he would.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, so you would think that would be, all right, Bill Belichick is willing to pay guys, and he spent all that money, and now you got your in-house guy, and you do your best to keep those guys, and let's see if Bill does that.
Yeah. And we've seen that Bill this season, if somebody's playing really, really well, he's kind of moved the praise elsewhere whenever asked about it. That's kind of been his strategy all season. We've been talking about that a lot, too, so maybe he was just doing that.
All right, that is Ken's lead this morning. Curtis, hello.
Good morning, everybody. So a rare non-sports lead for me this morning. Chris Cuomo has been suspended by CNN indefinitely.
Who?
Chris Cuomo has been suspended.
What took so long?
Just don't call him Fredo.
I honestly didn't hear what you said. I just wanted clarification.
Well, you're getting old. You're like
Curtis,
7 years older than me. So your hearing's
his birthday,
going.
Curtis, it's his birthday. You have to be nice.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Anyway, the down-the-middle impartial CNN anchor has been suspended indefinitely after he lied about his involvement in protecting his governor brother. About as shocking as finding out that Greg had butter cake last night.
I actually did have butter cake last night. How did you? Are you following me?
It's just, okay, anyway. Shot in the dark. Anyway, this whole situation is just, it's so obvious it was what was going on. And the manner in which the network and others protected this guy, Andrew Cuomo, who turns out to be about as vile a human being as exists in politics right now, is laughable. The guy was, they said on CNN that he wasn't going to talk about it, which is being fair and balanced. When you decide not to discuss a story that is bad for a certain political candidate, then you are protecting them. Mm. So the absence of discussion was not being impartial. It was, in fact, being partial. And these texts, he's working directly with the top aide to Andrew Cuomo, finding out through back circles that they were doing a political story, who was coming in, who was coming out. Cuomo using his bully pulpit to try and get information out of people to protect this DB, Andrew Cuomo.
It was also attempting to run research on some of the victims of sexual harassment.
Really? He's like, yes. I got something on the wedding girl.
Yes. Yeah. He was using whatever sources he has
right.
to try to dig up dirt on women who were, by the way, this is the guy, remind me, Curtis, is this the guy that Ken wanted to be president? Just remind me of that.
It's his birthday, I don't want to say it, but yes, he did.
You can't really hold Ken accountable for that because that's a fall from grace. I mean, a lot of people liked those brothers. Yeah. A lot of people liked those brothers.
I will say this. When I first heard the story of what he was accused of doing, audible gasp. I audibly gasped.
Yep.
But you're right. Why is he still? Why? Never mind suspension. Is he suspended with pay? I hate when people get suspended with pay.
Well, and the other thing is he's making $6 million a year.
Wow.
He's an empty head.
Like, wow. He makes that much money?
Yes.
Man, Fredo's getting paid.
Yeah, when it comes to journalistic standards, and I know a little bit about this because I'm a journalist.
You are.
The fact that they allowed that CNN, as apparently what is supposed to be a non-biased network, allowed him to interview his own brother every single night during the pandemic was a complete violation of any kind of journalistic standard whatsoever anywhere.
It's entertainment, Greg. Are we really shocked that he helped his brother out? I mean, if you had a brother in politics and you were in the media, would you help him out in a situation like that?
He lied to his employers about it.
That's fine.
Would any other anchor be let go for something like that on any other network? Would any other anchor?
It's really not that shocking, to be honest. Like, if you didn't think he was helping his brother out in a time of crisis,
I'm old enough to remember when people bullying other members of the media to protect a powerful politician was a bad thing, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. We talked a little bit yesterday about Brian Kelly heading to LSU, so on and so forth, but the media went a completely different route yesterday. It really wasn't about Brian Kelly leaving. It was really about how he left, how he texted his team at 10:08 p.m. He says, sorry for the late text. You know, I'm sorry if you found out that I'm leaving via social media, via friends, family, whatever. Then he holds a 7 a.m. meeting the next morning that lasted, I think, 11 minutes. People up in arms about it. Here's what Peter King had to say.
One day, these kids look on Twitter and find out that their coach has bolted for LSU. You know what, Brian Kelly? Be an adult. Be responsible, just like you would want your players to be. Any coach who would abandon his team not only rubs me the wrong way, but I think it says something, quite honestly, about his character.
I
agree with him 100%.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree with Peter King. Good
so
call.
I figured that was going to be Wiggy's take, and I agree. I think that players are owed something. But what is the way to do this? Because obviously if one person knows, everybody knows in this day and age with social media, with cell phones, so on and so forth. In my opinion, Brian Kelly texting the team as soon as the news broke, how else was he going to do it? It's like he couldn't have meetings with these guys beforehand.
So do you think Brian Kelly just found out at 9:59 p.m. that he was taking the LSU job?
I think pen to paper probably happened late at night.
Well, pen to paper. But right. Do you think he just found out he was taking that job at 9:59?
Well, no, he's not going to tell him. He's not going to get it. He's not going to tell him while he's negotiating.
That's where I don't buy it. Because he probably knew a couple days in advance that probably an agreement in principle.
If you were talking currently with Pebbles about returning to that morning show,
right?
Would you tell all of us about it before the deal was done?
You're
fraudulent. You would not.
Knew I was going a couple days before, and I hadn't signed anything, but I knew that's where I was going.
You would pen to paper. You would wait until the deal was done.
No. Why would I wait if I know that's where I'm going? Brian Kelly knew probably 2 or 3 days that he was taking the job at LSU. So once when he knew that, he should have then been like, all right, I need to tell my players rather than wait till it gets leaked out and say, hey, listen, guys, you know, there's probably – because there was a lot of rumors and speculation before that. So here's what it is. Be upfront. I'm with Peter King. Be honest and upfront.
But you have a new rule in football, mm-hmm. in college football, which specifically addresses this, which is the transfer portal.
Yeah.
So guys can – if guys are unhappy, they can leave. They can go with them or go – so I mean, I don't
– And my point with this is that if he knew 3 days ahead of time, but pen mm-hmm. to paper didn't happen until that night, things fall through all the time. So it's a hard thing to balance. My issue with Brian Kelly was him talking about not leaving unless it's $250 million, whatever, just days before he actually did. Because
did you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No.
But the thing is that's so laughable is that Brian Kelly was the head coach of Central Michigan. He was under contract. Notre Dame went in and took him from Central Michigan and brought him here,
mm-hmm.
doing the exact thing that LSU did with Brian Kelly. And all of a sudden, it's what's wrong with sports.
Right.
They did the same thing as well. Tyrone Willingham was under contract at Stanford.
But
they poached him from Stanford.
It happens. I'm not tripping about the poaching part because that happens in sports.
But
all
it's
the
never
time.
About why they leave. You're just mad they left, and
no,
you're trying to find any avenue that you can get your anger
that he
out.
Left. No, we're talking.
I'm talking about the people in South Bend. They're mad he left, so they're trying to say, "Oh, he was a meanie. He didn't sit down and do the right thing."
These poor college players. Listen, the same people who are saying this is unfair to young college football players are the ones who are demanding that young college football players be paid for their name and their likeness. So
let's not act like it's not a business.
Let's not act like it's not a business. Your boss leaves. You're not notified in 6 months at work when your boss is thinking about taking another job. I'm sorry. Stop whining about it.
So, but that's not the conversation.
The conversation is
how you go about doing it. Right. So that's the conversation here. So you're saying you got no problem if all of a sudden
if something leaks tomorrow,
Courtney, myself, Curtis was in the contract, walks up and just is like, oh, guess what? I'm going elsewhere.
If Curtis announced that, I would be crestfallen. There would be an audible gasp. Ken, I don't care. If Ken leaves, I don't care.
That was a good point that you made. You don't find out about your boss in the real world leaving until it's final and there's an email going out to the whole company.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Just a quick note here. It was Cincinnati, not Central Michigan, but the same thing applies. And secondly, I do think you're being fraudulent, Greg, because when we found out that Tim Kelly was going to corporate, you were crestfallen.
Tim Clark.
Tim Clark.
What'd I say?
Tim Kelly.
All right, I'm going home.
All right. Anyway, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So Curtis and I were having a quick conversation before the show, and they sparked myself about Man in the Arena and something that Tom Brady said. We have that audio.
I think in the end, Coach Belichick loved the fact that that happened. You know, after 21 games, I think he was ready for the bubble to burst. And it's hard to always come in there every Monday after a win and, you know, get pissed off at the team. But after that game in Pittsburgh, it gave him all the reasons he needed to come in and get pissed off at the team.
So Brady's talking about a 21-game winning streak that they had in 04 that he felt Bill was happy that they lost because maybe, you know, it was something to ground them a little bit, get a little bit humble. And Curtis and I were talking about this team where they're on a 6-game winning streak. And is that something that maybe Bill in his mind is looking for? And I said no, because I think with this team here, and this is why I think this team is built to be on a nice long run. They started off the season at 1-3. Mm. So it's not like they're this winning team. Last year, they're coming off a losing season, being 7-9. They got a lot of different players that don't understand that winning culture and maybe sometimes need that L to be grounded a little bit. And you got a young quarterback in Mac Jones where I don't think he ever gets ahead of himself and, you know, puts himself ahead of the team. So I think this team is built for that, because you're going to need a long winning streak. Mm-hmm. We had 9-01, and the Patriots have already won 6. And in order for them to continue to where they want to go, you'll have that long winning streak. And I don't think this team is built like that 0-4 team. And remember, the 0-4 team had won 2 Super Bowls prior to that. Yeah. So,
all right. Thanks, Wiggy.
You got it.
My lead is in the form of a question this morning with regard to the NBA and whether what happened on Sunday during the Kings-Grizzlies game is a good thing or a bad thing for the NBA and for fans. Taking a page out of the LeBron James book, his BFF, Tristan Thompson had a fan ejected from Sunday's game for making comments about Khloe Kardashian.
Whoa.
Do you feel, I believe we have some audio on this, and then I want to know how you feel about that.
We got a little off-court activity going on with a fan that looked like is being removed from the game.
Hey, it happens in the best of arenas, you know, for various reasons. So they've been chattering over there for sure, though.
Tell you what, if you pay that kind of money for a courtside seat, you still got to watch what you say.
Yeah.
And what you do.
So, guy who's at the game, paid whatever he paid, $1,000, $1,200 for the seat, happens to make some kind of a comment about Khloe Kardashian to Tristan Thompson. He has the guy removed. Is that LeBron James has guys removed? Apparently, if you believe what LeBron says, the couple that he got removed made a comment about his son dying in a, essentially hoping he died in a car accident or something like that. Listen, people say the most ridiculous things. Just take a look at any of my social media platforms and you'll see that. But is it a good thing for a player now in the NBA to be able to eject the fan anytime the fan says something that he doesn't like?
I think there's a line.
There's a line you don't cross.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't talk about people's family. You can't say whether it's LeBron, I hope your kid dies in a car crash. I don't care if Khloe Kardashian is an absolute superstar and Tristan Thompson is. That's still the mother to his child. You don't say anything about her.
She's a Kardashian.
Okay, so let me ask.
There's a law in this country. You can say anything you want about a Kardashian.
Let me ask this question. If that person said something to Tristan Thompson about Khloe.
Is that the Build Back Better law?
outside the arena? What do you think would happen?
It's the golden rule, actually, Curtis.
I also think it depends what somebody said about Khloe.
Well,
Well, because if somebody was like, oh, you cheated on Khloe, you know, yelling stuff like that, that's one thing where it's kind of like, all right, don't be petty about that.
Oh,
but if they're saying your son should die in a car accident to LeBron, that's a complete.
Greg, you got I Am Juddy removed from the Twitch feed.
I allow Juddy.
That was a simple white T-shirt.
Juddy is in there, right? Juddy is in there saying the worst possible things about me every day. And then he slides.
But he's not talking about your kids.
Then he slides into my DMs the other day looking for a dinner reservation somewhere or something. The guy is fraudulent. He's absolutely fraudulent. But I like it. I enjoy.
But he ain't talking about your kids though, Greg.
People talk about my kids all the time, but they do. I don't have them ejected from the Twitch feed or the radio universe.
You can't do that. All right, but if you have that power.
So we believe it's a good thing. Fan pays a ton of money. They make some sort of a comment determines is offensive, and then they're out.
I think that there's a line. You know, somebody yelling racial slurs, which we've seen before, you should be ejected from a game. Fans need to be held accountable to a certain standard. Yes, you paid a lot of money to be sitting courtside. I get it. But at the same time, you're an adult.
Right.
Act like one.
Yeah. All right. Those are today's leads. I'm telling you, there is shocking news from the metaverse that I've got to get to at some point. Is that all right? I know Curtis is not down yet with the metaverse, but I have some shocking news. Shocking news from the metaverse.
Wow, the metaverse.
Yeah, I got to get to that coming up soon, and the dumbest of the day will happen at 7:30 on today's Greg Hill Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm going to allow it because it is your birthday, Ken Laird. The birthday exemption. You are allowed at least one or two Rush songs during the show on your birthday. Happy birthday, Ken Laird. 43 years old, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I've been alerted by, I think it was a texter who alerted me with regard to my lead, which was that we now have NBA players like Tristan Thompson getting fans ejected from courtside because they say something negative, following up on what LeBron James did. And texter informed me exactly what was said about Khloe Kardashian that led to that ejection. Apparently the fan was loudly suggesting that one of Khloe's photos on Instagram, she had posted it unfiltered. So that is really obviously.
Well, that's crossing the line, Greg. No,
that's not what was said.
Obviously, that is wildly offensive.
Oh, that's
is that
very
Khloe. What
now, Courtney?
Yes.
603 text from New Hampshire, where we will all be on Saturday.
Yes. Where I went to high school.
For the 9th annual Jingle All the Way 5K, which is happening in Portsmouth on Saturday. Apparently, by the way, there's also some sort of a big Christmas parade and celebration and everything going on in Portsmouth on Saturday. Wow. So I hope you come up and run or walk with me. The award-winning Ken and Curtis Show will be live broadcasting from the Cisco Brewery. And you can sign up now when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. You'll see the link for the Jingle All the Way 5K. We're getting close to 1,000 runners.
That's pretty cool, man.
Which is awesome.
And you have bars fighting over where we're going to go
yes.
later.
Well, I said yesterday that I needed to know. I don't know an awful lot about Portsmouth, but I needed to know where we were going to post up after the race and the race after party. And I got TJ's in the running. The Prince of Portsmouth had recommended show yesterday that we go to TJ's, but there are other places that are vying for
after party joint.
Yeah, after party.
After, yeah.
I'm thinking of going really wild. I'm going to have a lime with my Perrier.
Well, Curtis, you could, I would hope that you would stay out. You are invited, obviously. I want to make sure that you know well in advance that you are invited to stay out after.
I love small talk.
Now, Courtney. That 603 texter that I mentioned.
Yes.
Wanted to know, based on your response to my lead, if you think Reggie Miller should have had Spike Lee ejected many, many times for things that he was saying to him during games.
Doesn't Spike Lee have some serious, like, connections with the whole situation? Like, isn't he at every game?
Well, yeah, he's a diehard Knicks fan.
He's a Knicks fan. He's got courtside seats, season ticket holder. But, I mean, again, how do you pick or choose?
Come on, what Greg. Come on. Are you really going to ask the 6 – or not you, but the 603 going to compare Spike Lee and the Reggie Miller? Because Spike Lee just really talks trash about the
– It's like Greg and Jason Tatum during the games.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you stink, you can't play, boo, whatever. But he's not talking about Reggie Miller's sister.
Right.
And come on, the fact that you even got to – like, a person even has to say, so what's appropriate? You know what's appropriate.
I can't imagine you.
A grown-ass adult knows what's appropriate.
I know that.
Clearly, you don't.
Wiggy, I am well aware. I'm not justifying a fan or somebody on social media saying the most ridiculous, offensive things to people, like whether it's us or anybody else. They do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine you,
mm-hmm.
as an NFL tight end,
right,
running off the field and demanding that somebody be ejected for something they said to you.
Well, but different.
It's way different.
Wiggy, can I help you for 1 second?
Go ahead.
You're 100% right. And Greg, you are so fraudulent right now.
Yes.
The last game you went to, you tried to get a Russian oligarch kicked out because he was yelling at you.
Oh, yeah.
That was an argument over crypto. That's a different thing.
A Russian oligarch?
That was a different thing. No, I mean, I understand it. But again.
Doesn't sound like you really do understand it.
I just.
Because you're defending it.
Okay, so you got the guy, you get a guy thrown out.
Right.
Yes. And then that proves a point to everybody else around him.
We're throwing people out of basketball games or sporting events for something they said.
Okay. Would you rather, because if I was LeBron James or Tristan Thompson and I had that type of bread, I would have a goon squad, my lawyer right there, a couple lawyers, and a PI. So rather than get this guy thrown out, find them afterwards and whoop his ass in the parking lot.
Greg, you banned the white T-shirt picture because you didn't like it.
I can't believe that you feel that way, Wiggy. That's surprising.
But no, as an athlete, I understand. There are, like, certain lines you don't cross. You can go there, and like LeBron said when it happened to him, you want to boo him, you want to talk about how bad of a player is. Listen, I'm one of those fans, too. When I go to the Celtics game, I'm ripping the opponent. We sit back there, and we clown a guy, whether the guy's got ashy ankles or if it's KD and his hairline, you know, about the person. But once you start talking about that guy's kids.
It's okay. You're saying it's okay to make fun of a man's hairline?
Yeah. It's all within love. But you start talking about his wife, his kids.
Now, what about the country? Did you see Marchand ripped Panarin's Russian? Say nobody liked him in Russia.
Yeah. Basically said that nobody liked him.
And he threw a glove at him.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's part of it.
But Putin hates him and has a hit job out for him. So that's very sensitive.
Yes.
I said that no one in Russia likes him. So if that is now what is setting guys over the edge, then this is the softest league in the world, and no one should be allowed to say anything because there's a lot worse things said out there than that. So that's what he's crying about.
Yeah, like people playing each other going back and forth, that's completely different. A fan sitting there and just talking about that person's family and bad things happening to that family, that is grounds to get ejected. And I think it sets a tone for everybody else around them. Hey, if you're wealthy and you're sitting courtside, doesn't give you an excuse to be a jerk.
Well, that's the society that we live in today where they feel like, well, I paid this ticket and I'm paying your salary so I can say what I want.
Well, Texter says, my number one job as a fan at a game is to get under the skin of any opposing player. They look at that as if that's their job. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, getting under the skin. Give them a good little heckle.
So then if that's it, then you're fine. That Texter is fine with no matter what the person says.
I guess so.
And if we want to say that sports, if we always want to go back and relate athletes and different types of sports to an office type setting, would you like if somebody just came in here who listens to the show and stood here and was like, hey, Greg, you suck. Your family sucks. Wiggy, your kid sucks at football. Mm-hmm. Courtney, you're dumb. You're an idiot. Your parents suck. You know what I mean? Like, that's
the
same thing.
Do that.
Right.
we have all those drops clean.
And we hang up on them, which is exactly like getting ejected.
We have to take a quick break. Curtis, are you going to allow me to talk about what happened in the metaverse yesterday?
I'm here to support you in any way I can.
The metaverse.
We'll get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30, and then the news with Courtney at 7:45. Fun with 911 in the news, I believe, today. So we'll get to that. All of that coming up this morning here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.